The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.
Monkey man coming on the mic. Monkey man, dude, what you like? Here we go with the bad boy fight with the rave man. Rave man.
And there was loads of activists standing around outside McDonald's, and the police are on their little walkie-talkie things, and they're going, tense situation developing outside McDonald's, tense situation developing outside McDonald's. And it was tense. It was really tense. Because we were fucking starving.
My name's Raver Drew.
My name is Ian Manjar.
My name is LD Rude Boy, and I like country.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Urban 75 Radio.
Welcome to the first broadcast of Offline, Urban 75's free club night at the Dog Star in Brixton. Coming up, we've got an hour of fabulous stuff for you. Live music in the main room from Tom Hatred, from Hella, ex-adverts frontman TV Smith, and some extraordinary beatboxing from the fastest rapper alive, JC001. In the back room, we've got Vic's Cabaret Corner, featuring the man himself, Vic Lambrusco, plus Jack Shamash, Sheena Salmon, and SP Howarth. And we've got you. Consalis did the rounds and spoke to loads of urbanites, including LD Rude Boy, Tree Frog, Laptop and Agent Sparrow. And later on, we've got Sub-Zero Captain Magnese speaking to JC001. Now then, somehow I think I've always wanted to say this. First, we've got some yodeling from Country Al and his lonesome guitar.
I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a big, long, shiny barrel. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a big, long, shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that motherfucker that ran off with my gal. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. I'm going where the water, oh, it drinks like cherry wine. I'm going where the water, oh, it drinks like cherry wine. Because this Georgia water, oh, it tastes like turpentine. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Sorry, and I came to Urban 4.5 years ago. I was writing an article about William Hague. I put the name William Hague in Google, and result number two was Slap the Wine in Cod, Urban 75. So I went there and I looked back.
Why have you stayed?
I've worked a lot of boring jobs, a lot of free time on the internet.
Where can we find you most on the boards?
General music, politics, football.
What pisses you off about the boards?
It gets repetitive, same people, same thing, same argument, just like Groundhog Day.
You reckon you're going to still be here in a couple of years' time?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Kittens, puppies, reptiles, mammals, any preference?
Monkeys.
That was a little bit of acoustic electronica there from Hella, following the yodeling fella, Country Al and his lonesome guitar. Up next is Vic's Cabaret Corner.
Why do you love it? That's right, now! Let's hear it for the Bull's Blood Bond, SP Howarth, come on!
This is a request, but not from anyone in the audience, a request to the audience when the time comes around to do this. This is called Murder Me, Please. When my lungs are packed up, when my liver's packed in, when my belly grows fat but my hair starts to thin, when my bad breath starts reeking like blue Danish cheese, do me a favour and murder me, please. When my teeth are so rotten they scarp at a gum, when I piles like golf balls and warts on my bum, when my bollocks surrender and my shrivelled up penis can't stand to attention in the presence of Venus, when my pale skin peels like the bark of birch trees. Do me a favour and murder me, please. When I slouch at the bog and can't accurately piss, and my verse is a curse that's worse even than this, when my flesh takes the texture of damp mouldy bread, when I soil the sheets of my hospital bed, when I've no virtues left, just a shitload of vices, and whores start to charge me in ruinous prices. Let me die like a poet, not live on my knees. Show me no mercy, just murder me, please.
Right, I'm such a vain bastard that I'm going to ask SB to do one more because it's about me. Why do you love it? And it's about when I used to do this night at the windmill. Let's hear it once more for SB.
I'll try this. I haven't done it in a long time, but it's fixed request, so got to be done.
When Brixton talks, all of London shakes with broadcasting poetry making earthquakes. Express Success has booked a bill full of fakes. Fuck Farrago, fuck apples and snakes. We don't knock back absence while they sip milkshakes. We'll come here to the Dog Star to hear and be heard tonight. I'd rather be dead than at the big word, because you don't have to be a Yankee nerd, an Oxbridge scholar or a tasty bird. It ain't good enough to say that it's not fair. You're not green just because you've got green hair. You're not talented just because you can fucking swear. That shit don't wash with our compare. Cause that's not the shit. That's not the shit that Brixton bends to. That's why I refuse to send you a tape, so I'm not on the menu and you lack this act at your venue. And if you're shit, you're really shit, just a snivelling snide pretentious git. That's why I'm bigging up the king of urban grit, Dogstar. Why do you love it?
Hi, I'm STD Pikachu, or Pikachu, or STDP, or Tachu, as Ben calls me. Hello.
Why did you come to the board?
Because I was bored. And I like surf the internet on like a regular basis because I'm sad and have no life. And it was there. And Cam was on as well, and he's a mate of mine. So, I'm good at these interviews, aren't I?
Why did you stay?
Why did I stay? Well, I was tolerated by everybody, which is, like, incredible. And there's, like, so many fucking nut jobs on there. And it's just fun to laugh. It's better than TV, man. Mind you, TV's shit. So that's probably not very good. It's better than, I don't know, peanut butter.
So the balls are better than peanut butter?
Yeah.
You're going to stand by that?
Oh, indefinitely.
Right, so if somebody posts on the thread, you know, peanut butter versus Urban 75, they'll take you out, challenge you.
Oh, it would be fisticuffs at dawn, and I would win.
You're a brave man.
I don't like peanut butter, though.
Thank you.
My name's Sub-Zero Cat, and I'm on the boards because my sister was on the boards years ago, and I was bored, and I remembered Urban 75, so I thought, ooh, I'll sign up.
And why did you stay?
I stayed because it was fun and funny. And then I met some people who are very cool and who've now become good friends of mine. And I like to talk shit on it.
So what's Urban given you?
Amusement. I guess you learn some stuff off it as well. And I also get to spout some nutrition bollocks. And I've actually helped a few people on Urban, which gives me some satisfaction.
Where are we most likely to find you?
Nobbing and sobbing. General, community, suburban sometimes.
Any threads or posts that you want to you particularly remember?
There was the one that Largin put up a while ago about injecting coke into his penis, which was just a classic on the boards and absolutely hilarious. Whether it was true or not, I just like to believe it's true, so it makes me laugh.
Kittens or lizards?
Lizard kittens.
Tom Hatred.
you've seen my feet because my head was bowed and so was yours, and blood was trickling from underneath my toes. It's okay, you said, just hold my hand, explain to me and I'll understand. I'll wipe your bloody toes and keep them clean for you. It's not that simple, I replied, as something drunk inside me died. My soul was dancing round and round my feet again. And the blood is rushing faster now, my ankle's damp, I need a towel to wipe my toe, my brow, and then my feet again. 'Cause I've done something that you couldn't understand, yeah, I killed a man, I killed a man, yeah, I've done something that you couldn't understand, yeah, I killed a man, I killed a man. Blood is nearly at my knees, my body's drenched in cheap disease. It was that of which the man had laughed so cruelly at. I knocked him down, an awful thud, my eyes so red, just like blood. If I had stopped, I could have kept my conscience clean. But I've done something that you couldn't understand, yeah, I killed a man, I killed a man, yeah, I've done something that you couldn't understand, yeah, I killed a man, I killed a man, he was frightening me, and he bit my hand.
Now please welcome, who really is the bollocks, let's hear it for Ryan the Poet, come on!
I'm actually unlike most poets, and I'm not particularly depressed. I'm very, very happy. Is anyone else very happy?
Yeah!
Yeah, we're very, very happy tonight. I'm so happy. I want to go up to old women and ask them to tell me about themselves over egg and chips and cafes. And I want to stand all day at Pelican Crossings, and when people appear over the horizon, looking like they might want to cross, I'm going to leap up and press a green button so it beeps just when they get there. And I'm going to invent a sort of fridge-light thing built into handbags, so my mum can find her fags and her purse more easily in dark places. And I'm going to kiss ugly faces and stop middle-aged men wearing braces and keep public spaces clear of dog poo and walk up and down the queue outside of Rock Circus telling German tourists it's not very good value for money. And the London Dungeon shit as well. And be interested in the weather and buy back Lucky Heather from people who have had it pressured on them in Leicester Square. And I'm going to go up to office blocks, handing out free South Park ties to blokes in the 20s, and then go to the canteens and replace the crap condiment sachets with real bottles of Heinz and HP sauces, and nod my head profoundly when old blokes in pubs say they've been around the block a few times before, I ram their heads up their fucking arses and break the wing mirrors of people who care for Volkswagen Beetles because they think it's so cute and original, and crack the spine of the bastard and hit me lighter when I went to the bar, and I'm going to get a blowtorch, burn out the eyes of people who stand in front of me in cash machines and examine their advice slips before drawing out money. I'm going to stamp on the head of anyone with a fucking mobile phone with Tweety the fucking chick on it, even the fucking remix version. I'm going to go up to Ken Livingstone, sneeze on him. So there you go, mate. Charge that congestion. I drive a motorbike, not a car. And I'm going to tie down anyone who doesn't like me, pull off the jeans and pull hairs out of their inner thighs until they cry. That's how fucking happy I am. Now, because I'm a poet, obviously when I'm lacking for inspiration, I need to go somewhere where... somewhere where there's some beauty, some architectural beauty, some natural beauty, where I can feel the intellectual vibes just wafting. No, better than Brussels and closer than Brussels. It's British, homegrown, wonderful, wonderful place to write poetry. When you're an English poet and you want to write poetry, you go to Oxford. That's where fucking poets go. They go to Oxford, dream inspires, never. That's the place to go. I went to Oxford. This is my poem. Oxford. Oxford's a nasty little town. Keep off the grass, please. Keep out of our colleges. Don't go down there unless you've got floppy Hugh Grant hair, a bow tie and corduroy. Don't feed the intellectuals and don't look at the architecture because acid gazing corrodes. Don't bother the locals because they only speak in Keats and binary and you're too stupid. Do gather around the plastic History of Oxford information boards. Directly in front of you is Old College Oxford, built in 3 squillion BC by God. When it was opened, people thought they were as crap as the thing Keble College, Oxford is now, but it's not. It's beautiful. You can't go in. To your left is a manhole cover underneath which there are 30,000 important works of art that tiny College Oxford didn't have room for. It is open to the public. Once a year, for 10 minutes, at 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. Please apply, in Latin, 5 years in advance to a surly Cockney man in a bowler hat with a ridiculous feudal job title. The building behind you is a traditional Oxford pub. It is only open to Inspector Morse and Keats. To your right is a big old tower built in 1602 to give tourists something to do. You can go up it. There are 193 steps. Accessed by bicycle only. Please wear corduroy. Oxford, present and future. You will be pleased to hear that fast food facilities are available at the Park and Ride, where you are able to buy very big chips to carry around on your shoulder. You will be excited to hear that the pleb liaison officer plans to save money on signage by erecting a big neon sign above the town that just says, DONT! It should be visible from outer space, Dante's Underworld, Cambridge, and possibly Durham, if the rejects have learned to read yet.
Okay, hello, my name is Ian Manjar, and I came to Oban because a friend of mine told me to go there, and I stayed because this is the first place I found people who are nice, and easygoing, and lovely, and that's it. Bye!
Right, my name is LD Rude Boy, and I like country. I first came to the boards when I used to post on Usenet Local London, and I ran into Mike on the boards, and he had his name with a signature, and he was there, and I followed him there and found a whole new world that I hadn't seen before, which is what I was looking for when I was travelling, as I'm not from here, and the rest is history.
So, why did you stay?
Because the people I met were lovely, the places I went were lovely, the music I listened to were lovely. It's just like, we were people, everyone I wanted to see was there, you know, and people I've not met before were my friends. Like a stranger is a friend you've not met yet.
So what do you get out of Oban?
A ready-made social group. Having not come from London, having not come from England, when you arrive in the country, people can be quite cold. I find a lot of people over here, they tend to stay with their university mates and stuff, and or people they've grown up with and stuff like that, or people they work with, blah, blah, blah. And it's nice to actually go out with people that you don't know, and it's nice to meet people that just have the same interests as you, that you wouldn't normally meet.
So where do we most likely to find you on the boards?
Oh, now there's a question. Music, probably, to be fair. Music. Or general. I stay out of politics. Not because I'm not politicalised, but I've heard the arguments before and I know where I stand.
And kittens, mammals, or lizards, or reptiles?
You've met my wife. I can't go any further. You've gone too far.
TV Smith.
Yeah, it's a question of who's got the power. How do they keep it? How do they steal our individual power from us for their corporate power? And, you know, to go up against these people is hopeless. You just have to retain your individual power, and actually, that's enough. This is a song about that called Bring the Bull Down.
Love of a soft touch, respect.
that's real too. So you can never lose. I'm waiting in the rain. I'm not gonna fool. Stop by and you'll see your superiority.
I'm playing for two beers, but my, my, that beer tastes good. You got to say that when they trick you any way they can to stay in power and to keep their power, then democracy is dead. And here's a song about the death of democracy. This is called The Ghost of Westminster. Cheers, everyone.
My name's Rover Drew, and I originally joined Urban 75 because I'm a Crystal Palace boy. And when the protests were going on up Palace to save the park and that, I logged onto the website to see whether there's any pictures of me, basically, and my mates there. And there was nothing there, but like there was these mad people that sort of like chatted about rubbish all day while they're at work, and it just sort of drew me in. But nowadays I just sort of like I stick around and post on Urban to make myself look a bit street and that, you know. But anyway, that's Raver Drew signing out.
And I joined up with Urban because my hubby joined up a few years before me and basically met all these people, and we went to like Unsound Under the Arches, and everyone was really fluffy and friendly, and I just thought, why the hell not? You know, everyone was asking me what my board name was. I wasn't a member, so I joined up, and basically we've been partying with this lot ever since, and that was what, 2002.
So you've stayed for the parties?
Well, just the parties, and also just everyone that we've met. You know, most people seem to be decent, and I've made some really cool friends. And I mean, I'm from New Zealand. I came over in 96, and before I met up with Urban, sort of only had like a few friends, and sort of like really sort of had itchy feet about going back. But now that I'm here with all these people that I've met on Urban, it sort of makes it more worth my while to hang around, you know what I mean?
Hello, I'm Crispy. I came for boards summer last year. I went to Reclaim the Beach. I found out all about Reclaim the Beach from their website, but they pointed me to Urban, and I came, and I never left.
So you've told your friends about Urban 75?
Yeah, and they think, your friends are on the internet? Are they all, like, paedophiles or something? But no, they're all lovely people. You're all lovely people.
So why have you stayed?
Because I met my lovely other half on Urban, and now she won't let me leave. I've got these electronic tags on me, and if I leave, it flashes messages up on Urban.
So where are we most likely to find you?
Well, either right here, or in the Albert, or round her place.
On the boards.
On the boards? No, I'm not picky or choosy. I click new posts every time, and whatever comes up. I might even wade into a politics discussion and put a big smiley on the end of it and piss people off. It doesn't really matter.
Kittens or puppies?
Lizards.
Lizards. Excellent.
Urban 75 Radio.